May the name of the Lord be praised now and forevermore. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We are reflecting on the readings for the fourth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. First reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verses 15 to 20. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 95. Second reading, taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 7, verses 32 to 35. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 21 to 28. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is our baptismal mission as prophets. We cannot pretend not to know that our world is troubled by political and ideological battles, social and economic upheavals, and forces opposed to the sacred and the values of life. Thus, our world needs men and women willing to live out their baptismal prophetic vocation, proclaim the Lord's mercy and goodness, and to set people free with the truth of the gospel. In other words, my brother, my sister, we need God's chosen men and women prepared to listen to God, consume God's word, speak his word with power and conviction, and chase out the forces of evil with their power of faith and sacramental graces. Such men and women can be called prophets, chosen by God to bring Christ to their families and communities, to renew the world, and to glorify not their own names, but the name of the Lord who sent them. Yes, my brother, my sister, at various times in the past, the Lord's name was glorified in his words, in his deeds, covenants, commandments, and in the sayings of his prophets. However, the Lord's name has been ultimately glorified in Christ Jesus. He is the prophet, the word of God incarnate, and he alone has taught and teaches with authority and power through the church and through those who have undivided devotion to him. Yes, the Lord teaches with power and authority through the church and through those who have undivided devotion to him. And so, my brother, my sister, in today's gospel, St. Mark reminds us that our Lord Jesus has established the new Exodus with his life and death. And he comes each day to deliver us from the shackles of the underworld, which cannot be overcome by human power. Thus, we must listen to the Lord with undivided attention, allow him entry into our hearts and minds, and join him in overcoming the powers of the underworld and renewing the face of the earth. That call to prophetic action is non-negotiable, because the church is the animating principle of human society. Hence, as members of the church, we will engage in temporal affairs, but we are called to direct them according to the Lord's will. In other words, my brother, my sister, our adoration to the Lord does not hinder our work for survival and life activities. For the Lord is our provider, the sustainer of life, and he alone has the power to grant success to the works of our hands. And so, my brother, my sister, We must learn to table before the Lord our plans and goals, our worries and troubles, and follow His guidance constantly released in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. One who listens and follows the promptings of the Holy Spirit will one day prophesy in the name of the Lord, pray with power in His name, and he or she will be empowered to bear, to live, and share with others the Word of God. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.